The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And we're going to start out the program with some national entertainment news. Grammy Award-winning songwriter Ed Sheeran won a UK copyright battle over his 2017 hit Shape of You, then slammed what he described as a culture of baseless lawsuits intended to squeeze money out of artists eager to avoid the expense of a trial. During the 11-day trial, Sheeran denied allegation that he borrows ideas from unknown songwriters without acknowledgement. Said he has always been fair in crediting people who contribute to his albums. Well, Mickey Mouse is going to be able to hug the kitties again. For nearly 2 years now, costume characters at U.S. Disney parks have kept their distance from visitors because of the pandemic. They haven't been able to give hugs, sign autographs, or interact up close with fans. Disney officials say as soon as mid-April, personal interaction between visitors and costumed characters will be allowed again at Disney in California, Walt Disney World in Florida, and on Disney cruises. And finally, of the national news, Bobby Rydell, a teen idol from the 60s, known for songs like Wild One, and his role as Hugo Peabody in the 1963 film Bye Bye Birdie, has died. He was 79. He was from pneumonia complications, but they were not related to COVID-19. Born Robert Ridarelli, Rydell got his first song on the Billboard 100 in 1959 and went on to have a career that included 34 top 100 hits and more than 25 million album sales. All right, let's take a look at the rundown for Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Wednesday, April 13th, an evening with David Sedaris. Join best-selling author and NPR contributor David Sedaris for an evening featuring all new stories, an audience Q&A, and a book signing. With sardonic wit and incisive social critiques, Mr. Sedaris has become one of America's preeminent humor writers. His event is at Memorial Auditorium. Saturday, April 16th, it's Me, Myself, and Shirley, best known for her iconic role as Shirley Feeney in the hit television series Laverne and Shirley. Cindy Williams is a versatile actress and comedian who overcame a challenging childhood to pursue her love of acting and found stardom. Thursday through Sunday, April 21st through the 24th, the Carolina Ballet event, Spring Tidings of Bach, Chaminade, and Glass. Carolina Ballet presents a new world where Johann Sebastian Bach, Cecile Chaminade, and Philip Glass coexist through ballet featuring Zalman Raphael's 2016 In the Gray to Glass's Violin Concerto No. 1. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, April 22nd and 23rd, ABBA, the concert. This is from the North Carolina Symphony. The world's top ABBA tribute band joins the symphony to perform the iconic songs of a generation. Dancing Queen, Mamma Mia, Waterloo, SOS, Gimme, 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 and many more. That's at Maymandy Concert Hall. Saturday, April 23rd, Carolina Youth Ballet, The Adventures of Alice. Of course, it tells of a girl named Alice who falls down a rabbit hole into a fantasy world populated by peculiar anthropomorphic creatures. The tale plays with logic, giving the story lasting popularity with adults as well as children. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. Sunday, April 24th, it's Raleigh Give Back Benefit Concert with CC and Company. It's a benefit concert to support Move It Raleigh, a nonprofit organization that encourages residents in the Triangle to get out and move, with a specific focus on the performing arts, Fletcher Opera Theater. April 29th, a Friday, Snarky Puppy. After a decade of relentless touring and recording in all but complete obscurity, the Texas-bred, New York-based quasi-collective suddenly found itself held up by the press and public as one of the major figures in the jazz world. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Friday and Saturday, April 29th and 30th, Scheherazade from the North Carolina Symphony at May Mandy Concert Hall. April 29th through May 8th, Ring of Fire. This is a North Carolina theater event. A foot-stomping, crowd-pleasing salute to the man in black. Johnny Cash's remarkable life story unfolds on stage through more than two dozen of the legend's classic hits, including I Walk the Line, A Boy Named Sue, Folsom Prison Blues, and, of course, the title song, Ring of Fire. Then Thursday, May 5th, Pastor Shirley Caesar and the Caesar Singers. This is a Pinecone event at May Mandy Concert Hall. Friday, May 6th, Tori Amos, Ocean to Ocean Tour. Friday and Saturday, May 6th and 7th, Women Rock. This is from the North Carolina Symphony. Wednesday, May 11th, an R-rated magic show. Friday, May 13th, John Crist, the Fresh Cuts Comedy Tour. Saturday, May 14th, Raleigh Dance Theater Spring Repertoire. Saturday, May 14th, Teresa Caputo Live, The Experience. Then Saturday and Sunday, May 14 and 15, Renee Fleming with the North Carolina Symphony. And Thursday, May 19th, George Will, part of the North Carolina Museum of History Foundation's 2022 Distinguished Lecture Series. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater. All right, Durham Performing Arts Center, of course known as DPAC. Wednesday, April 13th, Postmodern Jukebox. As always, with the dazzling live shows, the grand reopening tour will feature an ensemble of multi-talented singers and musicians bringing generation-spanning arrangements alive night after night. Thursday, April 14th, Trey Kennedy, the Are You For Real Tour? A writer, actor, comedian, and musician, Trey can truly do it all. Friday, April 15th, The Price is Right Live. Want to play? No purchase necessary. This is open to legal residents of the 50 United States and Canada, excluding Puerto Rico and Quebec. 18 years or older, ticket purchase will not increase your chances of being selected to play. To register for the chance to be a contestant, visit the registration area at or near the Blue Cross Blue Shield Ticketing Center at DPAC 3 hours prior to showtime. Saturday and Sunday, April 16th and 17th, it's Chris Rock, Ego Death World Tour 2022. Lauded by peers and critics alike, Chris Rock is one of our generation's strongest comedic voices. Tuesday through Sunday, April 19th through the 24th, Pretty Woman, the musical. Featured, of course, is Roy Orbison and Bill Dee's international smash hit song, Oh, Pretty Woman. And believe it or not, the movie Pretty Woman came out in 1990. Tuesday, April 26th, Gladys Knight. Very few singers over the last 50 years have matched Gladys Knight's artistry. This seven-time Grammy Award winner has earned number one hits in many genres, including pop, R&B, and adult contemporary, and she has triumphed in film, television, and live performance. Wednesday, April 27th, Hannah Gadsby, Body of Work. She captured the world's attention with her groundbreaking stand-up shows, Nanette and Douglas. In 2018, Hannah's global sensation Nanette played to sold-out houses across the world before launching on Netflix. Friday, April 29th through Sunday, May 1st, Jersey Boys. Of course, just four guys from Jersey until they sang their very first note. They had a sound nobody had ever heard. Tuesday through Sunday, May 3rd through the 8th, My Fair Lady. Wednesday, May 11th, Triangle Rising Stars. Thursday, May 12th, Get the Lead Out. Saturday, May 14th, Peppa Pig's Adventure. Then Tuesday, May 17th through Sunday, June 5th, Hamilton. All right, Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. Thursday, April 14th, Steve Hackett's Genesis Revisited. Selling England by the Pound. Hackett is renowned as an immensely talented and innovative rock musician. He was lead guitarist with Genesis as part of their classic lineup with Gabriel, Collins, Banks, and Rutherford. Friday, April 15th, Mark Normand, All Over the Road Tour. Mark is an extremely prolific stand-up, known for his relentlessly punchy writing and expert delivery. Saturday, April 16th, Tommy Emmanuel with special guest Richard Smith. Fans, whether musicians or civilians, invariably they will speak of not one, but two qualities that define Tommy's greatness. The first, predictably, is his extraordinary guitar playing. And number two, joy, because it's one thing to play these multi-dimensional arrangements flawlessly on an acoustic guitar, but to do it with that smile of the ages. Monday, April 18th, the Deepak, an evening with Chef Vivian Howard. Thursday, April 21st, Little Feet, Waiting for Columbus Tour, with special guest Amy Helm. Friday, April 22nd, Three Dog Night, the legendary band now in its fifth decade. Saturday and Sunday, April 23rd and 24th, North Carolina Youth Tap Ensemble, and it's called Step in Time. Thursday, April 28th, The Monty, What Was I Thinking? Humans are intelligent beings, right? We make decisions logically and rationally, right? Wrong. A night of storytelling about the stupid things we've done. Friday, April 29th, the Pink Floyd Laser Spectacular carries listeners away on a mind-expanding journey driven by cutting-edge effects, high-powered lasers, and large-screen video projection, all choreographed to the masterful soundtrack of Pink Floyd. All right, let's talk about some comedians. At Raleigh Improv on Parkside Main Street in Cary. Coming up Friday and Saturday, April 15 and 16, it's Janelle James. Janelle stars in the scene-stealing role of Ava in the currently airing ABC series Abbott Elementary. Her latest half-hour stand-up special will be featured in the upcoming season of Netflix's The Stand-Ups. Thursday, April 21st, Dave Rubin, Don't Burn This Country, a talk show host, comedian, and TV personality. He is the host of The Rubin Report, a talk show about big ideas and free speech, heralded for its politically incorrect and honest approach to discussing complex issues and current events. Friday through Sunday, April 22nd through the 24th at Raleigh Improv, the Plastic Cup Boys, Will Spank Horton and Naeem Lin, have traveled the world supporting Kevin Hart in the world of comedy and on the party scene. Thursday through Saturday, April 28th through the 30th, it's Paul Rodriguez. A longtime comedian, Paul has been making audiences laugh all over the world, in Spanish and in English, for nearly three decades. His unique brand of humor is a perfect blend of his Latin heritage, the American dream, and his undeniable universal appeal. Thursday through Saturday, May 5th through the 7th, Adam Ray. Adam tours the country with his stand-up, headlining the top comedy clubs, and he's open for acts such as Adam Devine, John Legend, the New Kids on the Block, and the Goo Goo Dolls. And through the rest of May, Thursday through Saturday, May 12th through the 14th, David Arnold. Friday through Sunday, May 20th through the 22nd, Nick Thune. And Friday through Sunday, May 27th through the 29th, Tony Baker. And a reminder, all shows are 18+, unless noted. All right, Good Nights Comedy Club, West Morgan Street in Raleigh. Wednesday, April 13th, Andy Big A Forrester. Andy's unique, animated, and off-the-wall humor has made him a favorite across the country for 23 years. He's worked with such legends as Louis Anderson, Jimmy J.J. Walker, Gilbert Gottfried, Mark Maron, and many more. Thursday through Saturday, April 14th through the 16th, Shane Gillis. Gillis is one half of the Matt and Shane Secret Podcast, and a regular guest on Sirius XM's The Bonfire and Spotify's The Joe Rogan Experience. Thursday, April 14th, Mike Mello. He's an 18-year veteran of comedy who got his start at the legendary club, Charlie Goodnight's. Since then, he has produced local shows and has written for well-known comedians. This is an Upstairs at Goodnight's event. Friday, April 15th, it's Ryan Irwin. Two words that define Ryan are sassy and gassy. Now he has made North Carolina his new home. He's been featured as a performer at comedy festivals and competitions all over the country. Saturday, April 16th, Mark Brady. Mark was born and raised in Raleigh and has worked with comics such as Andrew Scholes, Pete Holmes, Tom Segura, and Nate Bergazzi. Thursday through Saturday, April 21st through the 23rd, J.R. DeGuzman. He was the winner of the 2016 Stand Up NBC and named as a prestigious new face at Just for Laughs 2017. And you can catch his quarter-hour Netflix special on the Comedy Lineup. Friday, April 22nd, Justin Scranton. He's a regular at Goodnight's Comedy Club, but has performed all over the Southeast. Although he only started comedy in his mid-40s, he quickly became a staple on the North Carolina comedy scene. And the rest of the month, Sunday, April 24th, Matt Rife. Tuesday, April 27th, Rennie. Then Thursday through Saturday, April 28th through the 30th, Dan Cummins. And again, a special note, all shows are 18+, unless noted. Okay. PNC Arena, Monday, May 16th, Casting Crowns plus Hillsong Worship featuring We the Kingdom. Sunday, May 22nd, John Mulaney from Scratch Tour. June 22nd, Machine Gun Kelly, Mainstream Sellout Tour with Avril Lavigne and Ian Dior. Saturday, June 25th, James Taylor and his all-star band. Then we're going to switch to three shows currently scheduled in July. First one, Friday, July 22nd, New Kids on the Block, the Mixtape Tour 2022. Saturday, July 23rd, Shawn Mendes with Dermot Kennedy, Wonder the World Tour. And then Sunday, July 31st, Rage Against the Machine, the Public Service Announcement Tour. And if you're wondering about some of the events going on in Charlotte, let's look at the Spectrum Center. Thursday, April 28th, Journey, the Freedom Tour. Wednesday, May 4th, Casting Crowns featuring We the Kingdom. Sunday, May 8th, Mount Westmore. Wednesday, May 18th, J Balvin, Jose Tour 2022. Thursday, June 16th, Anna Gabriel. Tuesday, June 21st, Machine Gun Kelly with Avril Lavigne, Mainstream Sellout Tour. Charlotte Bank of America Stadium Concerts, of course, Billy Joel on Saturday, April 23rd. Saturday, April 30th, it's Kenny Chesney, Here and Now Tour. Tuesday, June 28th, Def Leppard. Most Motley Crue, Poison, and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Friday and Saturday, July 15 and 16, Garth Brooks. Thursday, September 1st, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Global Tour 2022. Sunday, September 18th, at Bank of America, Elton John, Farewell Yellow Brick Road, the final tour. All right, switching to the Greensboro Coliseum. Tuesday, April 19th, Elton John, Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Wednesday, April 20th, Stars on Ice. Monday, May 2nd, WWE Monday Night Raw. Tuesday, May 3rd, Shinedown, The Revolution's Live Tour. Saturday, May 21st, Banda MS. Friday, May 27th, it's Erykah Badu and friends. All right, closer to home, Coastal Credit Union Midtown Park at North Hills. These shows are all Thursday evenings from 5 until 9. April 21st, North Tower. April 28th, Band of Oz. May 5th, Liquid Pleasure. May 12th, Legacy Motown Review. May 19th, the Catalinas. May 26th, the Tones. June 2nd, Blackwater Band. June 9th, Too Much Sylvia. June 16th, Chairman of the Board. And June 23rd, the Embers, featuring Craig Woolard. All right, talk a little bit about what's going on at Raleigh Little Theater. June 3rd through the 19th, it's In the Heights. This musical from Lin-Manuel Miranda tells the universal story of a vibrant community in New York's Washington Heights neighborhood. And that will close out Raleigh Little Theater's 2021-2022 season. The new season, we'll take a look at some of the shows coming up. In July, it's Xanadu. In August, we've got the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee. In October, Pride and Prejudice. Also in October, the surprising story of the Three Little Peaks. And December 2nd through the 18th, Cinderella. All right, Cocoa Booth Amphitheater in Cary. Wednesday, April 13th, the Mint Julep Jazz Band, part of the Josh Sellers Jazz Series. Friday, April 15th, Tribute to Legends with Marcus Anderson's Let's Go Crazy Show, the music of Prince. Also, What's Going On, the music of Marvin Gaye featuring Marcel Anderson. Saturday, April 16th, tribute to legends with Bee Gees Now, the music of the Bee Gees. Also, The Stranger featuring Mike Santoro. It's a Billy Joel tribute. Wednesday, April 20th, Al Strong Quintet, again, Josh Sellers Jazz Series. Saturday, April 23rd, Whiskey, Wine, and Fire. This exclusive foodie celebration will feature whiskey bars, elegant wines, cocktails, great music, tented food stations, food trucks, restaurants, and intimate fire pits. Wednesday, April 27th, Stanley Baird Group, again a part of the Josh Sellers Jazz Series, as is the Wednesday, May 4th event featuring Jim Ketch Quintet. Saturday, May 7th, it's Rock the Booth featuring Nelly. And May 8th, Smooth Nights at Booth Amphitheater, Layla Hathaway, Will Downing, and Yolanda Rayburn. Okay, Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. Saturday, April 23rd, Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band. Tuesday, May 17th, it's KISS. The Foo Fighters show was canceled. Saturday, May 21st, Tim McGraw and Russell Dickerson. Tuesday, May 24th, the Lumineers and Camp. Friday, June 3rd, Morgan Whalen. Friday, June 10th, Maverick City Music and Kirk Franklin, the Kingdom Tour. Saturday, June 11th, the Doobie Brothers and Michael McDonald. Saturday, June 18th, Kid Rock and Grand Funk Railroad. Saturday, June 25th, Backstreet Boys. Friday, July 1st, Train, Jewel, and Blues Traveler. And Friday, July 8th, we've got Luke Bryan, Riley Green, and Mitchell Tenpenny. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.